We will quiet in for prayers of intercession. Dear Heavenly Father, in your word, you have promised to hear the prayers of your children and even the quietest sigh. Many service guests have asked for the intercessions of God's kingdom on behalf of children, siblings, and godchildren who have fallen into unbelief, that they may receive the grace of repentance, that no one else may draw others into unbelief, and that young people and families may experience the joy of faith. Only you, our dear Father, can give the gift of faith. Awaken your beloved loved ones from the sleep of sin and give them your peace. Intercession has been requested for a brother in faith, that justice may be done in a difficult family situation, and that the family may be united, that the Holy Spirit may lead the friend's family and their congregation, and that family of a childhood friend may continue to believe in the midst of financial worries and mental health problems. A believing mother asks for intercessions that she may be able to receive the children God has seen fit to give her. A young man who has lost his childhood faith asks for intercession for a sense of inadequacy, that he may find direction in his life and receive the grace of repentance. The children of God are asking for prayers of intercession for many illnesses, cancer, addiction, mental health problems, eating disorders, and those struggling with self-destructive behavior. Heavenly Father, in your grace, remember families who have asked for these prayers of intercession, couples in need of a spouse, and couples who are courting. Grant a forgiving spirit and bring broken families back together. Comfort and give strength to a family bereaved by suicide. Give strength to families who are distressed by worries about their livelihood and job exhaustion. Dear Heavenly Father, we turn to you and trust that our sighs will come as a cry to your ears. Enfold these, our dear ones, in your arms. Comfort and encourage them. Help us to strive as your children, even in the midst of difficulties, and lead us once more to your heavenly home. Amen. The topic for the evening devotion, I will read a certain section of chapter in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, starting with verse 36. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at the feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with her tears, and did wipe them with her hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. And when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, he would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answering said unto him, "Simon, I have something to say unto thee." And he said, "Master, say on." There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. "Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most?" Simon answered and said, "I suppose that he to him he forgave most." And he said unto him, "Thou hast rightly judged." And he turned to the woman, and he said unto Simon, "Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little." And he said unto her, "Thy sins are forgiven." And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, "Who is this that forgiveth sins?" And he said to the woman, Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Amen. This text related of a certain happening where Jesus met people. I think in this way that for us today, that it's good to learn from these, how Jesus drawed nigh unto different types of people. He drawed nigh unto sinful people, the sick, the poor, but he also drew nigh unto the Pharisees, the scribes, and the rich people of that time. He drew nigh unto everyone. And in what way did he draw nigh? In the Bible, there are many different happenings, which is related, how Jesus drew nigh to different people, called them by their name, how he healed people, fed them, and how Jesus listened to what people had to say and what was their distress. Jesus even drew nigh unto people who were lonely, and also those who in their lives everything was well. What is the message of Jesus? He did these temporal miracles, but isn't it a more miracle? This, which is related in this text, how he gave a sinful person their sins forgiven. Jesus draws an eye unto people even yet today. He draws an eye unto you, dear listener, you who are listening to this sermon in this service tent, in the service area, in your camper. Maybe you are working here at services, or you are listening to this sermon through the different medias, that Jesus draws nigh even unto you tonight. And what does he want to say unto you? His teaching was at that time, the kingdom of God has drawn nigh. Repent and believe the gospel. And that message is the same yet today. And to you, dear listener, maybe you have felt that you have lost the most precious treasure, the living faith from your heart. Jesus is inviting you tonight to repent and offers that you can believe all your sins forgiven. You can believe in Jesus' name and precious atoning blood, all your sins forgiven. And in this way, you can become a child of God. And Jesus draws nigh on to you, dear travel friend, that you may feel that in your life of faith, you need help. Sin has attached and has made your journey slow. The many difficulties of life and burdens, which we already prayed during the prayer of intercession, have caused you to doubt that will I have the strength to reach the destination. Jesus has a good message unto you. You can uplift your heart to believe in Jesus' name and blood, all sins forgiven. This gospel, the strength of the gospel, the staff of the gospel, is such a power that carries us on this journey and way. This living faith, how does it affect when we have this treasure in our hearts? In this text, it tells of a certain woman who was a sinner, but who also received her sins forgiven. That this woman received her sins forgiven, the living faith affected in her heart in this way, that she loved Jesus. She wanted to anoint the feet of Jesus. She had washed the feet, dried them, and anointed them with the oil. Paul in the book of Galatians tells of in which way, how the Spirit affects the heart of a believer. That Holy Spirit, which is in the heart of a believer, affects in this way. Or the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace, and so on. The fruits of the Spirit can be seen in a believing person. They have even gotten you, dear organization, people who have organized the services of Loppi. They have given you the mind to serve. To all of you who have made this possible that we have had these services, and that we have all, it's been good for all of us to be here. The Holy Spirit also affects in you, to you, youth in your heart. In this way, that you desire to take those youth who are lonely to come with you so that they would not be alone. And doesn't it affect in also in this way that we would like to carry one another on the way to heaven so that all of us would once make it to heaven? The Holy Spirit affects also into your heart as an elder. You want to pray on behalf of others. In many ways, it affects in us. Even though it may seem on our own behalf, we may feel weak, and we may feel the temporalness in us. This parable of Jesus, of the two debtors, this Pharisee Simon made him stop. What is love? The debtors, that their debt had been forgiven. It affected into the hearts of these people. But Simon, who thought that he, with his own good life and with his own merits, could make it to heaven, he did not feel the same love towards Jesus. But I think of it in this way. But Jesus had love also towards Simon, even though he did not really care. He could have also received his sins forgiven. I think also, if you, dear friend, who are listening to this sermon, if you're kind of listening to this sermon with only one ear, God, Jesus wants to keep you close, wants you in the midst of the children of God, in the midst of God's kingdom. That we hear these today, we have been able to gather together at these summer services of Loppi. I think many of you have experienced this as a miracle of God's love towards us. If there is such a person here at this service site who is listening, you have lost this most precious treasure. Jesus' love towards you is especially meant for you. It is not by happenstance that you have come here, that in so many days God's word has drawn nigh unto you. But these summer services has a great significant meaning to all of us, that we can be at the oasis to be refreshed in the midst of this time. It has a great meaning from God that he has loved us so much that he would like every one of us to make it to the destination. And for this reason, he has called us even tonight together at these services so that our undying soul could receive that nourishment, which what we need for today. But above all, that we can hear the gospel, the forgiveness of sins, on our own behalf. So, dear travel friend, even tonight, uplift your heart to believe. To the end of this service day, all sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. The power of the gospel, it is such a power. It carries a week travel to its destination. And for us, it's enough that we want to believe tonight. We do not need to believe for tomorrow. We only need to believe for today and only for today. We can also remember what is the motto for these services, that the kingdom of God is childlike. We can believe as like a child, not as an adult, really a strong believer, but as a weak, one that needs help from another child of God and from our Heavenly Father. And this, for this help, we can cling to this help tonight. We have a good God who takes care of each and every one of us and is carrying us to our heavenly home. Can I believe my own sins forgiven? I desire to believe with you. Remain you yet believing. In Jesus' name and blood, all of your sins forgiven. And thus we remain in the blessed care of his name. Amen. We will close with the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.